Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard. He's Dave Lapham. It's time for the Radio Guys Recap after a frustrating 23-20 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday Night Football. In the locker room after the game, George Iloka said it feels like deja vu. He was specifically referring to the finish of the 2015 playoff game, but for Bengals fans that go back much longer than that, you could be describing a lot of games against the Pittsburgh Steelers where the Bengals did so many things well in building a 17-0 lead and let it slip through their fingers.
How many times have we seen this script written by Charles Dickens, you know, the tale of two halves, particularly against this football team? And, you know, you just, as the tide starts to turn, you start to think, man, is that clock frozen? Why doesn't that clock run? You know, I mean, how many more possessions do you think they're going to get? Because it just, once the momentum shifted, they just couldn't get it back. But, I mean, really, 13 penalties for 173 yards. The Steelers had, you know, 350 yards of offense. That's giving them 520 yards. You give them another football field in three quarters, and they're too good to you know, give them those kind of opportunities. It's just incredible the number of penalties. 13 for 173 yards. That yardage is a franchise record, unfortunately. Not a record you want to be part of. But this game in particular, Dan, you know, talking to a lot of the guys, when you go home and you're looking at your ceiling trying to go to sleep, it turns into a movie screen, and you're going to see play after play after play that if any of them had a different outcome, the game would have had a different outcome. So, but, you know, self-destruction by penalty was the headliner tonight for sure.
One of those penalties wiped out a 61-yard touchdown catch by A.J. Green. It would have been the first time in his career that he had three touchdown catches in a game, but late in the game, A.J. dropped a pass. Brandon LaFell dropped a pass when the Bengals had the opportunity to go down the field and score a winning field goal or a winning touchdown. And unfortunately, every little thing adds up in the end.
True. I mean, in the first half, I thought the Bengals played their best first half of complimentary football. I mean, you know, the first four possessions by Pittsburgh, they didn't even line up to kick a field goal. I mean, they couldn't get anything done. The Bengals are really doing a good job. I mean, they had a great game plan. They ran the ball between the tackles effectively. They had a little, you know, play where Erickson is the lead blocker after coming in motion, you know, to lead Andy Dalton around the horn, you know, in the red zone for a nice run. I mean, they had nice little schematics, and they were executing, you know, so well in that first half. And then the tables just completely flipped, completely turned. And that's what, you know, a football team, to get where you want to be, you have to be able to curb the tide. You know, when there's going to be momentum shifts during the course of a football game, you just can't let the tide turn into a tidal wave and just wash you away. And that's what happened in the second half. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers, it ended up being a tidal wave.
I'll mention one more mistake. It may have turned out to be a touchdown drive anyway, but letting Le'Veon Bell waltz down the sideline for a touchdown when all the Bengals had to do was push him with the slightest of shoves to get him out of bounds.
And to me, that's the summation of this game, because it might have been as brutally hard a hitting game as I've ever seen. I mean, you know, two star linebackers for each team leave the field with head, neck, back, in whatever the case may be, because of hits, and one legal and one not. One kind of more self-inflicted than the other, but irregardless, they're carted off the field. And, you know, Mixon's concussed. I mean, there's all kinds of hitting going on. And one of the plays that decides the outcome of the game, it's they're not even playing touch football. There's no hitting that went on. So it's almost like, how does that play fit this football game where all of it was, you know, double chin straps, two mouthpieces, you know, put on the big boy pads, and that play on the sideline was anything but?
The Pittsburgh Steelers are 10-2. The Bengals are 5-7. Pittsburgh comes to Paul Brown Stadium and unfortunately wins again, 23-20. For Dave Lapham and our photographer Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard. Thank you for checking out the Radio Guys Recap here on Bengals.com.